UW-Eau Claire Chancellor Jim Schmidt says they've made an official offer to all 115 employees who applied for the voluntary buyout. Schmidt says that includes 21 faculty.
As it turns out, particularly in the faculty ranks, they were pretty evenly distributed across the university. I believe there was only one instance where there were two faculty from the same department.
Schmidt says they now have 45 days to decide. UW Superior Chancellor Renee Wachter says they received 28 applications out of 78 eligible employees. Wachter says they're examining those who applied.
That information is going to the heads of the units that those people have applied from so that they can start to have discussions about what an impact would mean.
Those who sign off on the offer will still have another 7 days to change their minds. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. UW Superior Chancellor Renee Wachter says 28 of their 78 eligible employees have applied for voluntary buyouts. Wachter says they're bracing for a roughly $2.5 million cut if the governor's proposed budget goes through.
You're trying to juggle this fine line between planning for the worst and not knowing what that final outcome is going to look like.
UW-Eau Claire Chancellor Jim Schmidt says they're also facing cuts. Schmidt says 115 of 324 employees have applied for buyouts there.
If all of them took this, I believe that we would still need to make additional cuts if the governor's proposal were to go through as proposed.
Schmidt expects about half of those who have applied will actually accept a buyout. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.